From the KRCC newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The FBI says it has searched two Western North Carolina residences once occupied by the man charged with murder in an hours-long standoff at the Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs. FBI spokeswoman Shelley Lynch said in an email that agents searched properties Tuesday where Robert Deere had lived. She said agents were assisting the FBI's Denver office but couldn't elaborate. The Pueblo Conservancy District is moving forward to find a contractor for the next phase of work to repair the Arkansas River levee. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Contractors will need to remove 12 feet of dirt and concrete from the top of the existing levee. Consulting engineer Kim Cook says some of the material will be used to build an extension to the levee on Wild Horse Creek, which flows into the Arkansas.
The dirt will come out to use on Wild Horse first, and then the remainder can be used for whatever purpose the contractor who gets a bid has for it.
Several projects could use the excess soil, including a marijuana grow operation and the construction on I-25. Proceeds from the reuse of the extra dirt, enough to fill two football fields 10 feet high, will be used to offset the cost of levee reconstruction. Work on the levee is expected to resume in February. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.